I'm Duarte Geraldino. Good to be with you. The spread of the coronavirus is revealing a major gap in U.S. schools. More than half of our nation's schools no longer have a full-time school nurse. Over the last few years, the number of school nurses has been steadily shrinking at a time when their role has become more critical than ever. School nurses are not just key to tackling public health issues like COVID-19. They also help address other serious physical and mental health concerns like asthma, diabetes, bullying, and teen suicide. The shortage has become a central point in the teacher strikes that swept the USA recently, including the one in Oakland, California.
We are tired. We are beaten down, burned out, and most of all, we are scared. We are scared that one of these days something bad will happen to one of the students because our job is impossible.
Donna Mazik has spent years thinking about the role of nurses in schools. She runs the National Association of School Nurses. Donna, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Duarte. Good to be with you today.
So what happened to all of our school nurses, Donna?
It's a variable answer. Some schools have found that they need the school nurses because they understand their role in health promotion, disease prevention, and managing chronic and acute health conditions of students. So in some communities, they've increased the number of school nurses. In other communities, they've decreased the number of school nurses, and it's generally an issue of funding.
Now, are there any demographic similarities between the communities where we're seeing this shortage? Do they look a certain way?
We do see geographical differences in where school nurses are located. In the Northeast, generally, a more denser population, we see more school nurses. And in some places, as we go west across the nation, you see sparser numbers of school nurses.
So during public health crises, like what we're seeing right now with the coronavirus, What are the consequences of not having enough school nurses?
School nurses are the eyes and ears of public health. And when school nurses are in school, there is attention and care for students through health promotion and disease prevention. So COVID-19 is an example. Also, the annual flu season is an example where school nurses drive home the prevention that needs to happen, the strategies, the washing hands for 20 seconds and frequently during the day, to stay home if you're sick, and to cover your coughs and sneezes. That is information in a school community that's vital to have. And school nurses champion that. That's their role, and that's what they do. Without the school nurse there, you're not going to get that level of disease prevention and health promotion.
You mentioned information in the school community. We often think about school nurses as really just focused on the students within that school. But is there a direct link between community health and school nurses?
There is a direct link between community health and school nurses. Schools are a community, and that community is filled with students and the staff, the adults who care for them, who teach them, who make it possible for them to be in a learning environment. And so school nurses deal with individual students and their healthcare needs. School nurses also pay attention to the population of students and the population of people in that school community in order to help that environment to be healthy and safe for all.
So what are the real costs of not having nurses in school, aside from their potential benefit during health crisis like the ones that we're going through right now?
Right. So the lack of school nurses results in students not receiving that prevention and health promotion for even more than infectious diseases. It's needed in all school communities, as well as the care coordination for acute and chronic health conditions management required by some students. School nurses support students being in school, healthy, safe, and ready to learn. If the school nurse isn't there, other educators can't teach because they have to pay attention to what's happening on multiple levels that they're not necessarily equipped to do from a health perspective.
So we know the data that we're lacking school nurses. Are there any models that you can point to of success that show if we do this, we can increase the number of school nurses and therefore positively impact the health of our schools? Any particular models that you can point to?
Around different communities, we do see where school nurses have not been in numbers that would be adequate to manage the student health population. We see students with decreased absenteeism, for example. School nurses help provide those health services that can address mental health and chronic absenteeism. Those are issues that limit student educational attainment. And what we're looking at the National Association of School Nurses, we have worked with legislators on the federal level to introduce what we call the NURSE Act, Nurses for Underserved Schools Everywhere, so that we would see what you're talking about. What happens where you take a place where there aren't enough school nurses, you staff up to a level that is appropriate and see what difference it makes. We know that it will make a difference.
And finally, in your own personal experience, you worked with the state of Maryland during the H1N1 outbreak. How does that response in schools compare to what we're seeing now?
I did work in that environment, and what I saw was the disease process was different, but preparation for it and preparing to deal with it was similar. The need for schools to have emergency planning sessions to think of all of the issues that would be involved, that would require school closures, that requires conversations. It also requires a multidisciplinary team. And what I believe was successful is when school nurses were part of those emergency planning teams, there were plans that really addressed all of the issues that could be involved in what happens if a pandemic comes into a community.
Donna Mazik is the Executive Director of the National Association of School Nurses. Donna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Duarte.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.